Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Check. Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Yada-da-da-da-da. Going west tonight. The boys are in Vancouver. And Dave, what's the biggest difference in the Vancouver Canucks?
There are no more Sedins. They are Sedinless.
Wait, we've run out of Sedin
brothers?
They
ran out of Sedins.
No Sedin cousins?
Not yet. No, apparently not, unless there's another generation of Sedins.
You remember how much I hated the Sedin brothers?
Well, you didn't like the third one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because the two main Sedin brothers were...
Henrik and Daniels.
Yeah, and Groucho.
And Groucho was Zeppo.
Jamal Mayers joins us. Jamal, how are you?
I'm doing great. My favorite, I got to quickly tell you a Sedin story. So we're lined up on a faceoff. My left winger was Dallas Drake, and he turns to Daniel, and his brother's taking a faceoff, and he says, "Your brother's a mutt." And he turns back, looks at Dallas, and he says, "Yeah, he is." And we all start cracking up laughing.
Well, that's a great way to win a face-off. Agree with the heckler.
That's it.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You know, Jamal Mayers looks great 24 hours a day, and he wakes up in the morning. Even while he's sleeping, he's wearing a very well-tailored suit. Mm-hmm. Did you know that, David?
Yeah, and he looks good sitting next to Pat Boyle, too. And that's tough, because Pat looks better than everybody else.
Well, and there's more competition coming over there. You know, Patrick Sharp was just announced now, too.
Yeah,
so I don't know. It's really crazy.
That's right.
It's all good options. Steve Conroy, Adam Barish, Patrick Sharp, Jamal Mayers, and Pat Boyle.
Shouldn't have listed him last.
Michelle McMahon. It's a good group all the way around. Yeah.
Well, you know, good-looking people ought to be on TV. Hey, Jamal, let's talk about these Blackhawks. Are you impressed with what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I have been. Obviously, there's a lot of concern about the back end and, you know, what they would do as far as could these young guys progress and make an impact. And I think you've seen Jokihari take a step forward, Gustafsson take a step forward, and really surprised. And I think having a resurgence of Jonathan Toews, and obviously Patrick Kane taking another step, it's certainly really helped.
That in and of itself is kind of interesting when you said Kane taking another step, because here's a guy who's been in the league for a decade and has obviously accomplished so much. But we asked Coach Q about it yesterday. Has he, in fact, taken his game up a level? And he thinks he has. Have you detected that, Jamal?
Yeah. The unique thing about him being around, you know, Kaner is the fact that there's absolutely zero complacency. And every single season, each summer, he finds something new, which is amazing to me that he finds something new to improve upon and try to tailor his game the way the direction of the game is going. Several years ago, he started shooting the puck more. I think he changed his stick just a little bit. He's even shooting the puck even more this year, as evidenced by leading the league in shots and now as well with goals. So, and he's added a little bit more quickness to his game. I think, you know, with everyone getting faster and quicker, the defensemen aren't as big and sluggish. They can all skate, so his ability to make plays has been even more constricted, but he's found a way to improve at each and every season. And it doesn't matter who his line mates are. When he hasn't even had consistent line mates, he's finding a way to produce.
The goaltending has been particularly impressive, even when there hasn't been all the help they need on the back end. And I'm a big supporter of Cam Ward getting the credit he deserves when he hasn't gotten the goal support he deserves. What are you seeing in the goalies?
Well, first off, with Crow, I think we're all shocked that he's able to step back in and literally took one game, and he
yeah, it doesn't look like he's lost a step. He hasn't lost a step at all,
which is remarkable. It's one thing for a defenseman or a winger to come in and kind of get their feet wet and feel good. There's no hiding when you're the goaltender. So he looks calm. He looks composed. He's moving extremely well. His ability to read plays is on another level, and then he just allows his athleticism from there. So he's been great so far this year. I think it really gives a boost to the squad as far as what their potential could be And the reality is they got poor goaltending last year, and maybe it was too much to ask of those guys, but seeing Crow back there certainly elevates the team, and obviously Cam Ward wanted to reestablish himself, and you're right, he hasn't gotten the goal support, but the thing I like about his game is he's a battler. He finds a way to get wins. He's not concerned about what his stats are. It's about stopping the next shot, giving his team a chance to win, and he's done that.
The Breakfast of the Blackhawks, always sponsored by our friends at MB Financial Bank. We get questions from fans. Here's today's question from David Schroeder from Long Grove, who says, marathon runners do carb loading before the big race. What do you guys load up on before big games, or do you eat lightly so you can skate faster?
Well, I recommend that he or she, I didn't catch the name, but they go check out the new viral insurance commercial that's on right now with Dougie Gilmore and a few younger players on the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's pretty funny. It talks about carb loading, and those days are gone. I think a lot of the young guys, you know, they're quite habitual like any athlete, but, you know, when I was playing, it certainly was a little bit of pasta, but that started to get pushed away at the end. It was more, you know, quinoa and healthy grains and brown rice and definitely a protein, but not a steak for, you know, on the day of the game, but chicken or some kind of maybe salmon or something. But I think guys are way more educated as far as nutrition and what it means and how to fuel their bodies than we were when I started. So it's amazing how far that's come.
Follow-up question was, what's your favorite comfort food? Can't you see Jamal Mayer's, one of his nice suits covered in Cheeto dust, sitting around working a bag of Cheetos?
Who can't say pizza? It's got to be pizza.
It's got to be pizza. Pizza. There's no loss when you say pizza.
I was afraid he was going to say some kind of green juice smoothie or something.
Oh, stop. Yeah. If he did that, I'd hang up on him. Congratulations. David wins himself an autographed Chicago Blackhawks puck courtesy of MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Sandberg, when can we see Jamal Mayers on TV?
You want me to... You know what, Jamal? Do you know your schedule? You're not tonight. I know that.
Yeah. I'm not tonight. I'm not. I took today off. I got to be home for Halloween. But
good man.
No, I'll be there on the 1st for Patrick Sharp's debut. So we'll be giving him a hard time and making sure his hair is on point.
I don't know that it's ever not. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot for having me. Take care.